Hello, adventuresome viewers, and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. On today's program, we present the second in a three-part series, where we meet some of the diverse vegan animals of the great East African nation of Uganda. We once again return to the shores of the magnificent Lake Victoria, home of the Uganda Wildlife Education Center, UVEC. Established in 1952, the center has become one of the most respected biodiversity conservation education institutions in Africa. The center is well known for his rescuing and successfully rehabilitating injured, orphaned, and illegally trafficked animals. When Supreme Master Chingai learned of UVEC rescuing 140 smuggled African grey parrots, she contributed $5,000 to support the center's efforts to rehabilitate these noble birds. The Uganda Wildlife Education Center's 72-hectare refuge is divided into what are called exhibits that represent the nation's three primary ecosystems, namely the forest, wetlands, and savanna. Our guide of today's exploration of the center's grounds is UVEC's staff animal biologist and caregiver, Alex Drauma. Driving through the savanna, we can feel the warmth of the African sunshine. Coming around the corner, we see one of the most unique and incredible animals on earth, the magnificent giraffe.
Welcome to the giraffe exhibit. In particular, this exhibit is called the Kidepo exhibit, and it was named after one of the national parks in Uganda called Kidepo Valley National Park. And the animals that are in this exhibit represent the animals that are found in northeastern part of Uganda. And we have three giraffes here. And these giraffes are part of the conservation efforts Uganda Wildlife Education Center and the government of Uganda are undertaking. You'll realize that these giraffes are not victims of accident, or they were not abandoned, or they were not confiscated, but there were special program animals that the government gave the Uganda Wildlife Education Center to promote giraffe conservation in this country.
Like many other wild animals of Africa, the giraffes must be well protected if the species is to survive in the future.
Giraffes in this country, like the rhinos, who were hunted to extinction in the 1970s, were also greatly affected because of the civil strife in this country. The lawlessness not only affected the rhinos, but also affected the giraffe population very greatly. So the Uganda Wildlife Education Center has taken great steps in conserving the species of giraffe. Particularly, this species is called the Rothschild's giraffe. And the Rothschild's giraffe is basically found in Uganda, and their numbers need to be upgraded. And this can only be done if our conservation efforts are stepped up. And I'm happy to inform you that the Uganda Wildlife Education Center is taking a step forward towards the conservation of giraffes. So we have two females and one male. And the oldest giraffe here is about 4.5 years. And the others are just 3 and 3.5.
It is almost dinner time for the trio, who, like all giraffes, are vegan. It takes a lot of leaves to feed a giraffe. They eat up to 34 kilograms of food per day. Because it consumes only a few leaves with each bite, a giraffe may spend up to 75% of its day foraging.
So we are about to present to them food. Basically, giraffes are browsers. They feed above ground and they feed on treetops. And their long tongues help them reach the farthest fresh apex of trees. So if you looked around this area, you'll notice most of the tree barks have been eaten up, and some of the treetops actually do not have leaves. Besides their browsing, we also supplement their feed. And what we're just about to give them includes vegetables. We have the green pepper, the French beans, the cabbages. We don't have the carrots for today, but they also feed on the carrots. We have the eggplants they feed on. And besides the vegetables, we also have the grains that they feed on that we call the horse cubes. So this is what we are about to feed them. And then we also have this browse here that we are just going to have to tie for them. And this is basically what we are doing.
Giraffes have a unique, graceful way of walking, which differs from most other four-legged animals. When they move, both the front and the back legs on one side move forward together, and then the two legs on the other side move. This type of walk is called pacing. With their long, long legs, they are able to run very fast, up to 48 kilometers an hour. Let's listen now to Alex Drauma as he formally introduces us to his friends.
We are just about to know the names of these three giraffes that we have here. The darkest giraffe that is feeding, he has the darkest color, and he's the male. He's called Seguya. The one in the middle currently is called Tangi. Tangi, the one with the head up. And then next to Tangi is Kira. Kira is the one running away, and she's the shyest of all the three. She's not so comfortable with the human presence, so she's very shy. But Tangi and Kira are very brave giraffes.
Do giraffes lay down when they go to sleep at night?
Giraffes can actually sleep while standing up. They have special muscles on their on the knees that can lock up. They just lock themselves up. So a giraffe is able to stand still and yet be asleep. And something also very interesting is giraffes have five horns. Yeah, but you can only see the five horns with edge. Okay, right now you can see two prominent horns, and this other bit that is at the forehead is also a horn, and then the other two will get developed at the back of the head. So a giraffe at the end of the day has five horns.
Have you ever wondered why a giraffe is spotted? According to zoologists, the pattern is for camouflage, so they can hide among the tree. And in fact, many people have mistaken a motionless giraffe for an old, lifeless tree, only realizing the truth when she walked away. Let's hear another fascinating fact about the giraffe.
And then, giraffes are also very interesting in that, depending on circumstances prevailing, a pregnant giraffe can postpone giving birth to a maximum of 3 months. Like if we had one of our giraffes here and it got pregnant, for example, and she realized that the amount of food we are giving is not enough, she's able to postpone giving birth by a maximum of 90 days, that is 3 months.
The giraffe is the tallest animal on earth, and she could easily peek into the upper windows of a two-story building. Her distinctive neck is almost 2 meters long and can weigh over 170 kilograms. How does the giraffe protect this incredible appendage?
They spend a lot of time standing up because of the length of their neck. If they lie down too much, they start developing problems with the flow of blood. You know, they develop pressure problems. So most times giraffes stay up because the distance between the heart and the brain is quite very long. So to maintain that pressure, the giraffes spend a lot of time standing up. That's why they are even able to sleep while standing up. But that does not mean they cannot lie down. They actually do both, but spend more time standing up because of pressure differences.
In the evening, the elegant giraffes return to a fenced-in enclosure where they can spend the night in safety. Mr. Drauma shows us the fascinating way they give the giraffes their bedtime snacks.
Once the giraffes have had their main meal that we have just given them, later in the evening they will walk into the holding facility. The facility you're seeing behind us is the housing for these giraffes in the evenings. So usually in the mornings they are let out into the exhibits, but in the evenings this is where they come to spend the night. So we are just about to start tying the fresh browse. As you can see, Nicholas is going to firmly tie it. And once we feel it's firmly tied, it's then put onto the pulley. Once it's onto the pulley, then we pull it up to the right height of the giraffes. And that will mark the end of their feeding phase for the day. Okay, we are now in the process of putting it on the winch and once again firmly tying it. And once this is done, Nicholas will just walk over to the winch and he will pull it up to a height that we feel is right for them to browse from. At that height, the giraffes are tall enough to pick the browse and be able to browse from it.
We have just enough time today to meet one more very unique animal, the African ostrich. These amazing cohabitants hold 3 world records. They lay the largest eggs on the planet, with 1 ostrich egg sometimes equaling the size of 36 chicken eggs. They are the fastest and largest birds in the world. They can weigh up to 160 kilograms and reach 2.75 meters high. Ostriches do not fly. Instead, they rely on their powerful legs to get to places in a hurry. Look at this one. Isn't he delightful?
We also have an ostrich here in this exhibit, and this is a male ostrich. You can tell it from the colors. The males are usually black and have white flaps on the tail and the wings, and then the females are usually brown. So the animals you see here are what you would see back in the real national park.
We are grateful for all the magnificent giraffes who grace our planet with their gentle nature and beauty, and for all the ostriches who inspire us through their strength and power. We pray that these and all other animal species forever prosper and live rich lives of abundance. Our gratitude, Alec Drauma, for providing us with such a marvelous tour of the sanctuary. You and the rest of the center staff are to be praised for taking such considerate care of these animal friends. With lots of love and gratitude for the noble work, Supreme Master Chingai is honoring the Uganda Wildlife Education Center with the Shining World Compassion Award, along with an additional $10,000. For more details on the Uganda Wildlife Education Center, please visit www.uwec.ug. Please join us again Thursday, August 18, on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, as we conclude our visit to Uganda Wildlife Education Center, home to many splendid vegan animals. Thank you for joining us today on our program. Coming up next on Supreme Master Television is Between Master and Disciples. May all beings on earth enjoy everlasting lives of tranquility.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.